Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel got a view of the Syrian border this week, its southern border, where the civil war is sometimes spilled over into Israel. Hagel was on a helicopter tour with the Israeli defense minister. NPR's Emily Harris recently traveled to Israel's frontier with Syria and sent this report on Israel's assessment of the conflict next door. The wind whips up fast on Mount Bental, a high spot in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, with sweeping views into Syria.
Shalom and welcome to the Bental Lookout.
An audio recording tells the many tourists who come here about the lush fruit orchards and vineyards in the Golan Heights and about the military history of this region. Two wars between Israel and Syria in 1967 and 1973.
Since signing the disengagement agreement in 1974, this border has been the quietest border that Israel has ever known with any of its neighbors.
It's gotten a bit noisier recently because of Syria's civil war.
Beyond the fields, there are Syrian villages.
Local resident Nadav Katz points out places in Syria where Israelis have seen fighting between army forces and rebels. He turns and points toward places in Israel where Syria's civil war has spilled over.
South of us, there is a village where a number of mortars have fallen. Soldiers in that part have been fired at. To the north of us is Kibbutz El Rom. In their orchards, a number of mortars have fallen.
The Israeli military counts more than 10 times that mortars, rockets, or bullets have been fired in Syria and landed in Israeli territory. Israeli troops have fired back 6 times when they believed they were targeted or when shells landed in civilian areas. All return fire has been aimed at the Syrian army. Colonel Peter Lerner is an Israeli military spokesman. He says Israeli reserve troops in this area have been replaced by professional soldiers. They're always on alert now because anything could happen.
Along all of our borders, the biggest question mark is the Syrian border. Everything seems to be breaking down there. On one side, you have the military where there is no or very little chain of command. On the other side, you have numerous different types of armed groups, from Al-Qaeda to people who are just fighting for their own freedom within their country, who could develop into various different scenarios.
Retired Israeli Colonel Kobi Marom imagines a few scenarios as he looks across a new fence Israel has almost finished building along the entire Syrian-Israeli line. It's 30 feet high and topped with barbed wire. A Syrian military post on the hill across the fence is so close that we can squint and see people moving around inside. There's a United Nations observer post there, too. Syrian rebels kidnapped nearly 24 UN soldiers in this area last month, increasing the Israelis' sense of destabilization. Colonel Marom believes that Islamist extremists among Syrian rebels will become a real threat to Israel.
It's just a question of time, because the day after Assad is going to fall, they're going to start, in my point of view, attacking in Israeli targets. And that's one of the major Israeli concerns, that this border that used to be the quiet border that we had for the last 4 decades will be very unstable and very escalated. Israel must be prepared for that.
Some Israeli analysts suggest that a new government in Damascus could eventually be an improvement if it were less friendly to Iran and Hezbollah than President Assad has been. Eyal Zeiser teaches at Tel Aviv University. He says the most important thing for Israel, strategically, is that the chaos is contained.
I think that Israel is interested in a stable regime which is strong enough to force itself upon the population and is committed to the ceasefire agreement, hopefully to a peace agreement.
This is a bomb shelter.
Back in the Golan Heights, Nadav Katz has been cleaning out the bomb shelter on his kibbutz. He flips on lights and leads the way underground. In a square concrete room painted white, there is a large water jug and 2 weaving looms. Even though shelters here are always ready to use, sometimes they're used for a little storage. Katz says given the uncertainty in Syria, he and other kibbutz residents have been double-checking that shelters are clear and everything is up to snuff.
It's primarily a state of mind of being prepared for various events that might come along. The idea is to defend ourselves as much as we possibly can,
including, if need be, from Syria. Emily Harris, NPR News.